This is the fifth year for the fundraiser, and this is the second year we'll be raising money for the Alzheimer's Association. We've always picked a local charity, and then last year I decided just with my dad's current health state, I really wanted to do something, anything that I could to support him. My dad has very late stage Alzheimer's, so just doing everything that I possibly could to raise awareness, raise money for others that are battling this, both those that have the disease and the families that are impacted by it is pretty substantial. Started working with the Alzheimer's Association out of Richmond last year, which is our local branch. And Olivia from Alzheimer's Association has been so fantastic in terms of support. And she indicated that based on the money that we raised last year, it helped over 300 families facing Alzheimer's in our local area. So all of the funds that are raised, even though it's a national organization, stay local, which is so important to me.
What a great thing that is to know that you have helped that many families, because it's just such a horrible disease, and it's so hard on the caretakers and the families. But to help that many families, it's got to really, as you go through this, has to really give you encouragement.
It really does. And last year I was able to have my dad with me at the end, so I was able to push him in the final portion of the run. So just seeing like the ability for people to work out and have that as an opportunity is really what motivates me, that this is not something that I have to do, but this is something that I can do because I'm able-bodied and I have the opportunity to give back in that kind of way is really is very motivating to me.
So Kelly, talk about this. What is involved with this workout? And it's 24 hours, and wow, I have such high regard for you that you're able to do this and for such a great cause.
Thank you so much. You know, working out has been such a relief to me, and it's kind of my happy place. I was at the gym actually at CrossFit Retro when I found out my dad had Alzheimer's, and so very kind of emotional for me to just be able to be in that space and giving back. So every hour on the hour, we start a new workout. It's going to be all over Fredericksburg, but largely focused at CrossFit Retro. We are going to start out on Canal Path with a 3-hour ruck. What that'll equate to is about 10 miles. And rucking, if you're not familiar, is carrying a weight in a pack. I carry my dog with me. So he has a little extra weight that's cuter than, you know, just your standard weight plate. But we'll start there, and then we'll go over to CrossFit Retro. All kinds of abilities. You know, I've had folks in the past join and say, well, you know, I don't really work out. That's totally okay. Like, just you being there to support means the world to me. A lot of rucking. We will also have Midnight Murph this year. And Murph is a very famous CrossFit hero wad. It's largely honored on Memorial Day. So we're going to do a Midnight Murph, and we're doing a Murph at the very end. So we'll do two this year. And we also have a couple of other CrossFit hero wads. One honors a death racer who, that's a large part of my community. So honoring her and her passing. And just a couple of other, you know, partner wads. You can work out together with your friends. I'm also the kids coach at CrossFit Retro. So we are having a kids workout where the kids will get to partner with their parent, and they're actually building the workout. So really cool to have them as a part of the event as well.
I'm sure it's as long and as grueling sometimes as it is just doing this, you know, with your dad in mind and all of these other families and it has to be really something that helps get you through it.
It really does. Just thinking about my dad, seeing the pictures. Our first year that we did this workout, it wasn't honoring Alzheimer's, but he was actually able to join. So seeing some of the old photos from the workout, it's just really cool. Fitness was such a big part of his life. He was a big runner, and they actually have said that his fitness level and how hard he worked out has actually led to his longevity throughout this disease. So motivating to me that because he made really good fitness choices, et cetera, throughout his life, it has actually helped extend his time with us.
Wow. Wow. What a great story. So Kelly, how can people get it? How can people get involved? How can they either go along with you or, you know, financially get involved?
Yeah, thanks so much. I would love to have everybody join. It is taking place largely at CrossFit Retro. We'll post a copy of the website where you can get all of the details on this. If you are not interested in working out or just want to give a shout out, there's all different tiers for donations. All of the funds, 100% of the funds are going to the Alzheimer's Association. And this year, 100% of the funds are being matched by my employer. I work for Aspen Medical USA, and they have very generously donated a dollar for dollar match, which just kind of brings me to tears. So you're welcome to donate there. Again, every dollar is being matched. And if you want to come along for the workout, you do not have to work out for all 24 hours. You can work out for 1 hour, you can work out for 23, or anywhere in between. All of that information is posted on the website. So once you go through the donation process, you'll get access to all of the workouts, description of those workouts. Some of them have not been finalized yet, but all of that information is there. You can sign up. Any details, feel free to reach out to me directly, and I'm more than happy to answer those. One other note is if you sign up, if you make a donation before June 9th of $35 or more, you will get a free t-shirt, and I'll make sure to get that to you.
Oh, okay. So, just the fact that there's a match involved this year, like you said, that's really is really generous and really adds to what you're able to do here.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually just put it out to, I'm working at a newer company. I started with them about 8 months ago, medical based company. And I just put it out to my team and said, hey, if you guys want to come join, there, many of them are local. And the president of the company reached out and said, well, would love to support this at a company level. And I woke up to that one Friday morning and I just, you know, totally in tears at the generosity of that, because, you know, knowing that this is a medical based company and just kind of the support, understanding what my family has gone through with this disease, it's just been really cool to have that type of support.
Yeah, we often don't think about that. I mean, the whole family's going through this right now, and for you to be able to do this. So the workout itself, the 24 hours, you're doing this June 19th and 20th.
That's correct. Yep, that's correct. Starting at 4 p.m. and then going through to the following 4 p.m., like I said, any hour that you want to jump in, or if you're not local, I've been offering just do it virtually and send us some photos and say, and give us a shout out and say, hey, you know, couldn't be there. I've had several people indicate they're on vacation, but they're going to do those workouts while they're on vacation, and just so they can be a part of it, even if they're not able to be physically there.
So all you gotta do is, Kelly, just go to the website, sign up and get underway, that, you know, get involved that way.
100%. Yeah, we tried to make it really easy this year. Just all of that information is directly on the website. All of the donation information, all of our sponsor information is there, and all of the workouts. So you can just sign up right there for whatever workout or workouts that you would like to join. It's not just about those. I mean, this has been obviously life-changing for my dad, but, you know, my mom is his caregiver. Just the support that this provides to her as well, understanding that she's not alone, has been hugely encouraging to her and my family. So just thank you very much.